Good afternoon, evening, really. I hope Saturday has been treating you well. I'm just posting a little audio boo just to sort of check in, really, more than anything. I've not really done much the past few days. Well, actually, today I went, while the weather was good for about an hour and a half, I went up to the 50s diner that's on the A19, the OK Diner. It's like a little tin can thing, and inside it's all 50s themed. Any of you that drive sort of north to south on a regular basis will probably have seen one. So there's a couple of them. One of my friends is she's a burlesque dancer and she does pin-up modelling. And I did some really cool shots of her in the little diner thing. It was pretty cool. Got a lot of weird looks from some people that were just there happily eating their dinner when my friend Kate turned up with, like nipple tassels and shit like that on. But it was good fun and it was really good to get behind the camera again. It's been a while since I've done it in a just kind of for fun rather than a professional basis. Because I don't know if I mentioned before, I work as a wedding photographer as well as everything else. Aside from that, I've not really been up to much. I'm going out tonight for my dad's auntie's 60th birthday, which is cool though. Like, that whole side of the family are all absolutely hilarious, and like, I don't actually mind spending time with them. They're really funny and just like all mental. So that should be good. I'm all ready. I'm ready a bit early, actually. It just shows you how little I've got to do with my day. And the fact that I'm actually ready to go out when we're not leaving for another half an hour. It's a once in a lifetime thing because I'm forever late because I'm always like forever getting ready. It takes me hours. aside from that, what else have I got to talk about? Tom. I haven't really spoken to him properly since the big argument. I'm still kind of seething about it. I know I should probably just let it go. I think maybe I'll put it down to being hormonal, but I mean, I can't blame everything on that. I do think he's wrong about this, and I think I have a right to be upset about it, but I haven't spoken to him. I know he went to the pub last night with his friends, which is nice for him, but like, I'm glad that he's feeling better to the point where he can like go out and like go back to the pub and sort of enjoy himself a bit, because it has been a rough time for him. But at the same time, I'm just a bit like, he's taking stupid risks. Please stop it. I love you. Don't hurt yourself again. But I'm pretty sure we'll work it out. As far as I'm aware, we're seeing each other tomorrow, hopefully. But the way things are going at the moment, I'm not getting my hopes up for seeing him, because every time something gets planned, something comes up and gets in the way and we don't end up seeing each other. So I'm not gonna get my hopes up. I'm just gonna roll with it, I think, and see how it goes. Hopefully I'll see him. I'd really like to. I do miss him a lot, all the time, actually. I think about him constantly, so I think I should, I'd really like to see him. I hope he's not pissed at me as I am with him. But the thing is, whenever I see him, even when I'm pissed off, I'm like the worst woman in the world when it comes to arguing, because like, we'll have a little fight or a big fight, and as soon as I see him, I just kind of go, "Oh, but you're so cute." And then that's it, and I just totally forget what we were arguing about and I just get on with it. So no doubt he'll get away scot-free. But anyway, I'm off. I need to go and try and find a pair of shoes, which could be a bit of a task. So I hope you all enjoy your Saturday night, and I'll check you all later.